This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Edward Snowden, the man at the center of the NSA story, is, as of right now, in hiding someplace. He is also out of a job and 29 years old, which leaves a potentially long life to be lived on the lam. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains how he might finance that.
In the movie Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio ran around the world using fake identities, forging checks as he went.
Welcome to Miami Mutual Bank. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check here, and then I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner.
People on the lam don't usually have that luxury. Michael Rayburn is president of International Counterintelligence Services, a private investigation firm.
Your first thoughts are that you're going to use your nest egg. You're going to spend that on hotels and eating out. And then after a while, the pressure starts to mount, and you have to start looking to become more frugal.
It also depends on where you go. Alberto Carrillo is president of Mexico Connection Investigations. He tracks down people on the run in Mexico.
An individual could live a very comfortable life here in Mexico on the run for, say, $30,000 to even $60,000 a year.
Participating in the international banking system, at least under his own name, isn't going to be an option for Snowden, but neither is hauling around bags of cash.
He could be under other individuals' names. He could have transfers of money over in diamonds. Diamonds are very easy to carry.
The digital currency Bitcoin is another option. But in reality, money probably won't be a problem for Snowden, says Rayburn with ICS. Snowden has info that foreign governments would love to know.
There's going to be a line of bad guys, cash in hand, wanting to pay him to get secrets.
Not to mention the charitable donations from people who support him. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.